It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. House impeachment managers will wrap up their arguments against former President Trump later today. Colorado Representative Jonah Goose laid out a roadmap for the case yesterday. He argued the January 6th Capitol riot did not happen spontaneously.
It was part of a carefully planned months-long effort with a very specific instruction. Show up on January 6th and get your people to fight the certification. He incited it. It was foreseeable.
Neguse and fellow Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette are two of the nine impeachment managers. Trump's lawyer will have 16 hours to refute the charges. Our live coverage of the impeachment trial begins at 10 this morning. The Kroger Company, which runs King Supers and City Markets in Colorado, have a bonus for employees who get the COVID-19 vaccine, $100 in-store credit and 1,000 fuel points. Kevin Smith has worked at a King Supers in Longmont for 12 years.
When I do get the vaccine, it's going to make me feel a little more at ease working with the public because my wife has got a congenital heart defect, and so we want to be as careful as possible.
Kroger says it's invested more than $1.5 billion to offer extra pay, bonuses, and awards to employees, as well as safeguard stores. According to state data, 13 Colorado grocery stores owned by Kroger have active outbreaks of COVID-19. Boulder has nearly $870,000 in arts and culture grants to give out this year. Most of the money will go to organizations to help with general operations. More than $120,000 is earmarked for specific uses like arts education and professional development. Groups have until Tuesday to apply for grants that support community projects. Individual artists can apply for similar grants next month. The Boulder Arts Commission says it's looking for projects that address those affected by the pandemic. This is CPR News.